This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The Google on 95.7 The Game.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it. Wonder if he's in town.
I doubt it.
I'm not sure if John Sally's in town or not. All right, a couple things. Coming up at 12 o'clock in the 12 o'clock hour, last chance for this show anyway, to play Knockout at Chase Center. 12 o'clock hour, don't go anywhere. Your opportunity to play at Chase. 510, Goose Steiny. You asked the fan base what our expectations were, but now I'm curious, what do you think our expectations are? Thank you, from the 510. Win a round. Win a round in the playoffs. Get to the playoffs and win a round. Try to get further than the We Believe team. That would be my expectation. Can we get into the postseason and win a round? That would be, to me, a very good year on the heels of a season where the Warriors didn't make the playoffs, and for more than half the season, they didn't look like they were gonna make the playoffs.
I'm not mad.
I don't know if that's my expectation, because that seems pretty optimistic. So I'll say what I would say would be a successful year. But I don't expect them to win a round.
Oh, wow.
No, not from where they're going to be playing. And
what? Okay.
I don't disregard if the Warriors get seven. I don't think they can just, they're just going to beat Memphis, or they're just going to beat OKC, or they're going to beat Denver. I think.
But we would love to see it.
See what?
This version of the Warriors team take on a young Thunder team who got their feet wet last year in the playoffs. I like what I'm seeing from Memphis. Denver seems like they're gaining traction. But, Steiny, I'm sorry. Up until this trade, I was saying just make the playoffs after the play-in, I'm happy. But now I'm pushing my chips in. Partner, I'm saying the Western Conference Finals. I'm looking at the standings right now. I feel like they can go toe-to-toe if they got hooked up with the Clippers, maybe Denver, Memphis. And that's why that P word is back, that pedigree. Now that we're adding Jimmy Butler to the mix and Kuminga's coming back, I mean, I am so excited, Steiny. Like, I'm not going to be shocked if somehow the Warriors could get to the Western Conference Finals.
I mean, that's...
I hear you.
It's unbelievably ambitious.
But you got a new big three. And what's hurting you now is what happened before Jimmy got to town. And that's that accumulation of their record. But, man, I know it doesn't feel like a lot of games left, because you got to win and they got to lose. And that's your reality right now. But, partner, I guess what I'm saying is I'm not afraid of anybody like I was before. That's me as a Warrior. I'm not afraid.
So if they don't make the Western Conference Finals,
I think I might be a little disappointed, but I wouldn't come in here and say it was a disappointed season. So you're right. If that's your bar, you know, and you got Jimmy Butler past the halfway of the season as far as games played, I'm going all, and my phone's already going off with my boys on my Vine. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't, you know, you're okay.
Goo, do you think it's currently constructed the Warriors are a top four team in the NBA?
Evan, I do.
Because that's what making the Western Conference Finals.
That's what I was trying to do.
Wow.
Because that's what Guru used to say. Evan, I do.
Evan, I'm not.
I do, Evan.
Yeah, and I'm not tipsy from last night. I didn't get tipsy. I wouldn't put him there. I wouldn't put him there.
You said you were drinking red.
Yeah, cap. That's when you stay in control.
Strong. Oh, my God.
And what's bugging you is something about what happened last night. I'll
something
bring that
with
up
wine?
No, just people. But, Evan, to answer your question, I'm not there yet.
You're not where yet?
Top four in the league.
Well, you said they're going to make the Western Conference
Finals. Yeah, but he said the league. Well, that's Boston.
They'd be in the Final Four, though.
Yeah, but I'm talking about the league. I wouldn't put them there right now because I got Boston. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, do you get what I'm saying?
Cleveland. I'm not comfortable yet, and I really want to see.
But if they make the Western Conference Finals, theoretically they'd be one of four teams remaining.
Yeah, no doubt.
Let's go to Big Smooth in Oakland.
Our man.
Hey, Big Smooth. How you doing?
We ain't talked to him since
Western
the trade.
Western Conference Finals.
Like
Western Conference Finals.
I said what I said.
Yeah.
Oh, you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you.
I feel like doing a Macho Man Randy Savage rant, but I won't do that. I'm with you, Goo. I'm with you. Let me tell you why. Because number one, when Kuminga comes back, I'm telling Kuminga, study Jimmy Butler. Can you imagine Kuminga picking up some Jimmy Butler?
Oh my gosh!
With his athleticism, okay, envision that. Also, look at it like this. You don't have to be a top four team to win the chip. You don't have to be. Who cares? Your regular season record, as long as you get in that top six, I think you're good. I think the Warriors can definitely be in that top six. Don't think you got to be a top four team to win it all. I mean, some people are only going to see it when the Warriors are there. Some people can see it. They can see a change already. Now, I'm one of those people. I see a change. Because even that loss to Dallas, I think, a week prior to that, there would have been a 20-point blowout. We would have lost. But the fact that we were able to overcome the terrible officiating and still came down to one or two plays, that was very encouraging to me. That loss did not upset me like it would have. But I'm telling you, man, this team is different. Now, listen, I would not be surprised if we went to the finals. But also, think about it. There's going to be another piece next year. So if Kuminga doesn't come in and actually show some promise, then he'll be a piece. He'll be a piece that gets another. I think we need a burly guy. We need somebody like Beef Stew. We need somebody like the Time Lord. We just need a mobile big man to go along with Post. I think we got action, Goo. I'm with you on that, baby.
All right. I love Big Smoothie. Agree with me, Stani, but that's not what I'm in the business for. But the bottom line is I disagree. That Dallas loss, that I'll never forget that one. That was one.
You'll
that they
forget
were,
it before next week's over. That's the way you have to do it in the NBA. And you know what, Evan? Can you share with Guru, because this is what infuriates me. Can you share with Guru that the Warriors aren't the only team to once in a while lose to a team that they think they're better than? You know what I mean?
Like, oh.
It's the Kings last night. It's just, thank you.
Well, go as far as the Mavericks. Did you see who they beat last night?
Miami.
Yeah. Did you see who didn't play in that
Wiggins.
Game?
Wiggins.
No. Kyrie and Clay.
Oh, well, Wiggins like
they were
was out
even,
too.
Well, okay. Yeah. But Tyler Herro had 40.
Wow.
They still lost the game. Like, teams that are good or in the middle blow games against teams that they shouldn't. So, yeah, that's a bad loss. But it's not like it doesn't happen to every team.
Yeah, it's a long season, Goo.
Yeah. A lot of people go to jail, too. So when you go to jail, you just, hey, a lot of people go, too. That you still, no, that's a bad thing. That was a bad loss. I don't care if
what,
other teams
the Mavericks?
Bad. No, just my analogy. It works for me. And I get what Evan's saying and what you're trying to get him to say.
You know, I think it was actually a good loss now that I think about it. Hear what Jimmy Butler said? He was so mad about that loss against Dallas that it motivated him to beat Houston. So that was a good, productive loss because it put their heads back on straight.
Mm-hmm. Like, would you feel better if they had beaten the Mavericks but then lost last night to the Rockets?
I wouldn't have, Evan.
No, I would. I'd feel worse.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd be disappointed.
I really would. Yeah. Let's go to Murillo.
Our man.
In Petaluma. Hey, Murillo, how you doing? Murillo, give it to... Oh, my God. Goo. Hey, Murillo.
I said what I said.
You're done.
You said that about... who did you say? You let a Trevor, and you let him back on.
Matt in Oakland.
Hey,
Matt.
Sucker.
Where is Priest?
Hey, fellas. How you doing this gorgeous day?
Hey, Matt, how you doing?
Fantastic. A couple things I like, a couple things I didn't like, an observation. I really didn't realize Butler was this big. And boy, he's the real deal. And, you know, Moody and Toth looking okay when you get Kuminga back. I think you got something going on. Western Conference Finals, wow, that's that would be insane. And I think that is the ceiling. A lot of stuff would have to happen. But what I wanted to say was I think this is a little bit more about next year. I think Dunleavy's doing a really good job, and they need one more serious piece. But they got to talk to Curry. Lacob and Kerr got to sit that guy down. I mean, look at that guy. He is spent emotionally, physically, spiritually, mentally. Oh, he does not look like the same player to me at all. And I know he had a new kid. That's none of anybody's business. He played in the Olympics. Fine. But he has got to buckle down and focus solely on their next season. And if he does, you know, maybe they do have a shot. But, I mean, they ain't going anywhere without the chef. And I do like the fact that he's shooting more free throws because of Butler. I don't know why that is, but it sure appears to be that way. Things are looking up, man. But if that guy doesn't fully commit to only this thing, nothing else matters. Because to me, he looks like he's not having any fun. He looks dead in the water, and, you know, no chef, no ring. But if they do all that stuff, who knows? And everything falls right. I think next year they might. And, oh, my question. Yep. Can they sign Melton?
What's that?
Can they sign Melton again? Can they sign Melton again?
Can they sign Melton?
Yeah, they could if they wanted, if he's healthy. So
because that's healed is useless, and yeah,
I feel like you're describing Steph before the trade or the Laker game. He's been frisky here lately, smiling and putting up numbers and hoisting up 30 plus shots.
Yeah, he's still not efficient, and he's missing a lot of shots. I still think he's exhausted. Yeah. But you know, that's what I think.
Appreciate the call. Thanks, Matt.
Wow.
Jimmy Butler. This is Steve Kerr.
Yeah, I mean, Jimmy is he's a real deal. A complete basketball player. Methodical, you know, under control all the time. Plays at his own pace. Never turns it over. Sees the game and then can get to the line frequently. So, great closer. You know, not in the traditional sense where he's going to be Kevin Durant and make four straight mid-range jumpers. But it's more of a complete game. Get to the line. Make the right pass. Get somebody else an open look. Get a defensive stop. Get a rebound. He's a fantastic player.
That's Steve Kerr on Jimmy Butler. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM, and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
No, just in that soundbite, it just speaks to the greatness of Kevin Durant, you know, four middies.
Yeah, 916, that's Sacramento.
Yep.
Not going to lie, you guys have some pretty good callers for the lunchtime session. Good phone calls all the way around. That's from the 916. Give yourself a round of applause, listeners. Nice job. Well done. Well done. I mean, Curry doesn't look that tired.
Yeah, that, come on. I would tell you, I was concerned.
Well, you wouldn't.
But, dude, I was concerned the last month.
Yeah.
You were doing 37.
You actually weren't concerned the last month.
What?
Bilateral tendonitis.
That means I was worried, and I kept bringing it up.
bilateral tendonitis.
Then he went Frisky City going for 37 shots against the Lakers or whatever it was.
No, it wasn't 37. He didn't shoot 37 times.
What was against Utah? It was 30 shots, 30 field goal attempts.
No, it wasn't. The number was not 30 or 35. It was something else.
Like, that's what I'm saying.
No.
It was in the 30s.
Get it right.
Like my age.
Get it right.
Yeah.
Goo, it's Leroy from the 510.
What up, baby? What? You got to read it all out loud.
Yeah, it's Lou. It's Leroy from the 510. It's Valentine's Day, and I just wanted to know, how many men do you have? Every caller, you say, my man. That's your guy, Leroy.
Well, it's not Jacob Poeltl, who he wants the Lakers to sign.
Jakob.
Thank you, Jacob.
It's Jakob.
The text down there, Leroy wants us to get him.
Oh, by the way, let me correct Shasky from 3 days ago. He mentioned a former Warrior player, Ronny Turioff.
Yeah.
That would be Rony Turioff. Rony.
It's funny how you see Shasky for 5 minutes and now you stick your chest out. I'll let him know you said it.
Okay. Do it. Oh, hey, look. Murillo wants to talk to us now. He left us hanging. And now he wants to talk to us. Hey, Murillo.
Did I leave you hanging? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I'm sorry. I thought I could hear you. I could hear you, but maybe
you
didn't
hear me. Murillo.
I was muted here and I didn't know. So everything is good. Dynamite.
I didn't ask.
Finally, you mentioned.
I'm kidding. Go
ahead. You mentioned an hour earlier about how women see sports. It's funny. Yes. It made me think of the first time. My girlfriend made a comment about basketball. She didn't like basketball before meeting this piece of thing here, but she told me she's a huge Jokic fan. And she told me that what fascinates is because he's not the most athletic, but his game resembles a ballerina.
Ooh.
He's this giant guy that has the softest touch, and it drew her into basketball because she started figuring out how finesse these guys are. They're not just brutes. That are 6'8", 6'10", plus. That's just a woman's perspective for you. Now, when it comes to the Warriors, here's what I like of what I see. A trim down the roster. You empowered Pods and Moody to play more minutes. You got rid of a couple guys that, as time went by, you just showed us they didn't fit well. I was so tired of Kyle Anderson pump faking and looking to someone who was guarded and having nowhere to go. Same thing with Shooter. It was just unwatchable. And I was watching what I can't stand on the NBA right now, which is irresponsible basketball. And I think if there's one thing that I see with the Jimmy trade is they brought this responsibility to each possession. And it maybe his bravado, or maybe, again, the timestamp that he put on the season, we got a rush here. So I like what I see. I feel more I look forward to the game a little more than I was 2 weeks ago I feel like there's a responsibility going on, and that responsibility gives me a little more hope in the playoffs because I think it's the thing in the league. Matchup-wise, I think Denver is the only team I really fear, guys. I'll be honest with you, because in the playoffs, I think things change, and I don't know. I think like the season and the playoffs are becoming two separate things more and more, and we just saw two play-in teams make to the finals, so I don't know. I think I'm more optimistic, not to the point of I think we can win, but I like the brand we're playing, and I think Kuminga can be the love threat we're missing here. So thank you guys for taking my call.
Have a good day, man.
Appreciate it, Murillo.
You were rough on him.
It's because he hung up on us the first time. 650 Goo, how's North Carolina A&T going for your daughter?
So well, she won't come home. She was supposed to come home, and she's making stuff up that she thinks she has to do to stay. So she's having a ball.
Good for her.
Hey, I take their hoop games. Boy.
Which, men's or women's?
We should ship little Daryl to NC, North Carolina A&T. Stanley, there were 6 minutes in the game, Evan. They hadn't scored. It's like, boy.
What do you mean?
Their hoop team, the men's hoop team. I taped the games because I got the college package. Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Okay. Now, hold on. Because somebody's saying I need to be in analogy jail. I don't know why. Love my analogies.
Well, you made an analogy to jail.
And it went over everybody's head.
Okay, hold on. Because then I said, if that was it, Evan, real quick.
It didn't make sense.
So my spouse cheats on me. You're my best friend. You come over and say, hey, Billy, don't feel bad. Everybody gets cheated on. I don't feel any better for what's going on with everybody else. I just know I'm hurt, and that loss in Dallas hurt me, Evan. So there. Don't give me the everybody else. That don't make me feel better. I'm about mine and me. The pain is still there. Hey, everybody gets cheated on, Johnny. That don't make me feel better. Now that's an A-plus analogy.
How would the loss 2 days ago still bother you if they won last night?
Because Dallas had a carcass of a team.
They won. They beat Miami.
They did. That was a shocker, Evan.
Good. I got a really small violin in this production studio, and it's singing for you.
I love my guys, man. I do.
By the way, you know, everybody gets, you know, a lot of people say, oh, Steiner, you're so negative. You know, I come in today, and unfortunately, I was preoccupied last night. But let me tell you what the talk of the station was this morning.
Oh,
everything.
Mark Grandy.
Grandy's
just lambasting the Warriors, blowing a 24-point lead. How can we do that? We've got championship aspirations, and you can't let that team come back.
Wow, look at Grandy.
He's tough on the Warriors last night.
Man.
3-1 with Butler.
I love it.
Definitely wasn't on my bingo card.
All right. What did this win mean? Steve Kerr.
This was a huge game for us, especially after the disappointment of last night. We needed to go into the break feeling good. Winning 3 out of 4 on the road since Jimmy's arrival, I think that's a great sign. I just feel like everybody is in desperate need of a break, myself included. I think these next 5 or 6 days will be fantastic for everybody, just to fill up the cup, re-energize, and come back for the stretch run, which is, 27 games. After the break, it always feels like a sprint. So I'm excited because I think we've got a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, 8 days off, Steiny.
Murillo hit it on the head. The games are more fun to watch. You're looking forward to the games more than you have.
Man, no doubt.
Now we see the Warriors, if they can make a push the second half of the season.
This is pretty funny.
Last 27 games.
From the text lines, Donnie. This is how smart our listeners are. Okay. 530. Goose says he's in his 30s, yet he said he taped the game. Something's not adding up. VCR, tape.
Yeah, no, I got it. I got it.
Calling it a VCR is showing your real age.
I mean,
I'm proud of my number.
No, you're not, because you never use it. 222.
Well, what are we talking about? Basketball hair? Because they're all different. Come on, Stoney. Give me 32 for the hair. And my hoop game, give me 40.
I'll give you 23 for the hair.
Jordan, let's go.
You're so vain.
Now, you said a lot of things to me. You never said that because you don't believe.
That's right.
I never talk about myself unless you ask.
My God, you just compared yourself to an NBA player. You just said you have the hair.
His number.
Heck, you know what, Goo?
Wow.
Just a little self-serving, that's all.
Was Grammy going in last night?
Guru loves himself. There it is, 5-1-0.
Now, wow. I'm not that guy.
I don't know about
that. Evan knows it.
All right, we're coming up at 1 o'clock. Mark Purdy, longtime columnist of the San Jose Mercury News. We're going to jump to football at 1 o'clock. Also, coming up next segment, I'm going to give you the keyword so you can play knockout at Chase Center with 95.7 The Game. And then if you are looking for some action tonight, Evan Giddings and Mark Grandy will be broadcasting live from the Amador Club tonight from 6 to 9. So you're going to hear them on the radio from the Amador Club right here on 95.7 The Game. It's 85 Cigar Night, a party thrown by Chad Ochocinco and T.O. Other celebrities on hand include Dusty Baker, Tim Hardaway, Mitch Richmond, Chris Mullen, Baron Davis, Jason Richardson. It's all brought to you by the Celebrity Pickleball Bash. And for your tickets to all this weekend's events, go to celebritypickleballbash.com. So stay tuned tonight from 6 to 9. I'm sure they're going to get loads of guests, and we're going to find out how good they are at their jobs, because the key is don't, like, for the first hour, just do the show like it's a regular show. Let the guests get a little loose, all right? Don't interview guests coming into the party.
What about me?
So I'm saying interview guests leaving the party.
No, I mean get loose.
No, the boss does not like that. The boss does not like that at all.
He's got some hang-ups. Something happened. He'll tell us one day.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes. You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.